The first major dispute between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu began in Cairo in 2009. In a speech to the Arab world, Mr. Obama criticized Israel's policy of building Jewish homes on West Bank land the Palestinians want for a state.
The United States does not accept the legitimacy of continued Israeli settlements.
Days later, Mr. Netanyahu responded by saying Israel needs to let settlers lead normal lives, a euphemism for building more homes. In 2010, Israel approved new housing in Palestinian-claimed East Jerusalem as Vice President Joe Biden visited. Biden condemned the move at Mr. Obama's request. Mr. Netanyahu rejected that condemnation.
Everyone knows that these neighborhoods will be part of Israel in any peace settlement.
When Prime Minister Netanyahu went to the White House the next day, President Obama appeared to snub him. There was no official photo of their meeting. Aaron David Miller of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars says these incidents were signs of deteriorating relations.
This is the worst relationship between an American president and an Israeli prime minister in the history of the U.S.-Israeli relationship. Begin and Carter had tensions. Shamir and Bush 41 had tensions. But they found a way to work together. Obama and Netanyahu have not.
Mr. Obama brought Mr. Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas to the White House for peace talks in September 2010. But the initiative collapsed as Mr. Netanyahu ended a freeze on West Bank housing starts, and Mr. Abbas protested by refusing further talks. More tension surfaced in July 2012 when Mr. Netanyahu greeted visiting Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney, a critic of the Obama administration's policy on Israel. Obama supporters accused the Israeli leader of taking sides in the U.S. election. Supporters of Mr. Netanyahu made the same accusation against the U.S. president prior to Israel's election in January. After Mr. Netanyahu was asked to form a ruling coalition, Mr. Obama agreed to make his first presidential visit to Israel. Analyst Miller says despite differences between the two leaders, the U.S.-Israel alliance has not weakened.
It doesn't really matter what happens on top. Security cooperation continues to improve. The institutional ties deepen.
Mr. Obama has accepted Mr. Netanyahu's invitation to dinner in Jerusalem, where the world will be watching to see if the two men can move closer to achieving peace in the Middle East. Michael Lippin, VOA News, Washington.